What a great race. It's been a terrific innovation, and now the Golden Rose, the richest race in this state over our spring carnival, has been run and won on the weekend at Rosehill Gardens. There were cheers and there were tears, Slats, when Hallowed Crown was victorious. I'm glad to say that James Cummings, the trainer, joins us on the line. G'day, James.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, mate. Well done.
Thank you.
What were the celebrations like? I saw you initially directly after the race. I'm sure it would have been a terrific night.
Yeah. Well, that was one question I had for Bart when I rang him. He said, "What is it?" And I said, "How do you celebrate a Group 1 winner as a trainer, Bart?" And he said, "Well, come over. I'll open one out of the cage and crack it open and we'll share it together."
And did you get to do that?
I'll go and see him today.
Fantastic.
Yeah, well, that's great, James. How often in what you're doing now, mate, how often do you talk to Bart?
Yeah, every day. No, it's we try to run it like a well-oiled machine, and just talking about the horses is sometimes just as good as, communicating them is really helpful because you air your thoughts and you hear, even to hear what you say about the horses and your observations, just being here at the track and at the stables and, you know, the vet work and everything that's involved, trials and races, it really adds to the whole production, and I think the results are speaking for themselves, and we're really grateful for the support we've had from the owners, and hopefully the show can continue.
I think your partnership's about 13 months old now, mate. Are you feeling like an old hand already?
A couple of grey hairs.
I bet.
Yeah. Geez, it's not a bad sounding board to have, though, James, is it?
No, very. Look, you can't put it into words how helpful that could be in that sort of recipe. And at the end of the day, though, you still got to be able to attract the right horses and have them in for the right races and get the right riders. And, you know, we're pretty comfortable in what we're doing at the moment, and we've really settled into it. We had a good opening season, and so far in our second season, it hasn't been too bad either.
Yeah, your first Group One, your granddad's 267th. It's just amazing, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's hard to fathom when you know what it takes to win a maiden at Goulburn. I know how. And how hard we were cheering when even Casting Stone won the sixth at Kembla on Saturday. It's a great feeling because it's so hard to do. There's so many great trainers even here that I see every day at Randwick. And when you take your horses to the races, everyone's fit and well. And in a Golden Rose, everyone's horse galloped well on Tuesday morning. So, you know, you've got to be at the top of your game. And we were so proud of the colt. You know, he's such a natural athlete, and he was ready to produce his best performance of his career, the biggest field on the biggest stage, and to see him get the job done was an outstanding result.
Yeah, mate, it would have given you a tremendous boost, there's no doubt about that, and it also, I'd imagine, secures the colt's future in terms of a commercial stallion prospect.
Oh, there's no doubt about that, that's right. He's out of a slipper placed mare, a Danehill mare. He's got a good family. He's bred in the hills of Goree. They've produced many, many good horses. That was their 24th individual Group 1 winner. And they've won a stack of good races over the years. And they just they've got to be sort of top three private, breeding operations in the country. And they're just consistently producing good results. So getting the Group 1 on the resume for him, unbeaten in four starts. The future is looking bright, but it doesn't even matter now. What he did on Saturday is a victory to savour, and it's a victory that demonstrated his flashing turn of foot, demonstrated his determination. His closing of his races is so impressive, and his professionalism goes with all that, and it makes it the complete athlete.
We're chatting with James Cummings. James, we've mentioned your partnership with Bart, quite obviously, being your granddad, but there's a lot of pressure when you train a horse for your wife. And, mate, your wife, Monica, she's actually obviously the granddaughter of Eduardo Cuenco, and is the racing manager for Goree. So, geez, mate, you're under the pump from every direction.
It's all about perception, though, you know.
Wait till they start losing, mate. She'll put you under the pump.
Enjoyed the ride, Mr. Klonker, you know. He's my grandfather-in-law now, but, you know, he said before the race, whatever happens, you know, tell James that the horse couldn't look any better. He's had a perfect preparation, and he took the pressure off, and he just was able to enjoy it. And he was nearly as elated as we were, probably more, you know, because his involvement with his own granddaughter, and it shows that it's in the blood for him as much as it's in the blood for the Cummings. You know, there's a great team around this horse. And they've got a couple of other nice ones coming through the stable too, so it's not over.
And James, the ride, it was a good ride by Huey, gate 14.
Well, he just had the confidence, didn't he? Like, the horse began so well, and people have asked, you know, could he take up a position? Well, on the merit of how he jumped from gate 14, I think he could, but, you know, Ty saw him coming and he wanted to make it, you know, he wanted to demonstrate his intent, and he wasn't going to let him come across with sniper fire very easily, so... Hugh was happy to take a sit, and he was happy to, you know, after the race, he makes that point that it's so good to have the confidence and to have the option. And he rode the horse with confidence. He got on the back of the right horse. Suzuki did a tremendous, tremendous job battling on the way he did. Like, he just kept finding the line. But our horse just got over the top with determination. And I think he both proved themselves to be the best two in the race, potentially best two colts in the country. And to get over the top and get the result, you know, it still hasn't really sunk in.
James, when you get up there to Bart's cellar today, you make sure you pull out a really good bottle, mate. You make him pay.
Oh, mate, I'm only the best.
Mate, well, just wanted good to say you, well James. Done. Terrific to see you get that success. And obviously, you've got a beautiful stallion there. Well done, mate.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.